on, you're
done. I watched
done.
Porn last night. I thought of
you. Did you?
I thought of you as soon as I was done.
I thought about it this morning.
It's hilarious. I watched for about 4 minutes, turned it off, read my Kindle, went to bed. It's not of...
Dude, not me.
And it was funny because while I was reading it, I was like, huh. I was like, yeah, in your fucking face, man. No, it's not weird to look at porn.
Dude, I used to read like erotic stories. I look at Savita Bobby. It was like the Savita cartoon. Bobby. That was like the cartoon strip. Yeah. Porn, obviously.
And you're a sound hound.
Total fucking. So I have headphones on, which is dangerous. It's like midnight in my bathroom.
You have your Beats by Dre on.
I got my Beats by Dre. Someone could come in. That. I'm going to get busted by my... Dude, it's just not... Yeah, they are Beats by Dre.
That's why they're called that. Oh, man.
Yeah, dude. Anyway. I don't want to... the times I've fallen, I've had in the last 3 months...
You mean
months,
you've fallen from your nofap?
My nofap. My soft mode. Hard mode's no coming. Soft mode is someone can make you come.
Okay.
But I've in the last 3 months, I've only fallen once, and it was like a shameful, nasty nooner, just like standing up over my laptop with my sweatpants by my ankles.
Oh, my God.
You put a shirt over your laptop and angle it so it doesn't get hit, and you try to just like shoot it in there.
What?
When I'm jerking off, I do a standing salute, dude. I finish standing up and just fucking fire
it right at your laptop?
Right into the old war horse. Why do you think I call this thing the war horse, dude?
You come on your facial well,
I put
your
an
laptop?
Old, I put an old shirt to like block it. And, I mean, again, this thing's a decorated fucking soldier. This thing's taking some fucking...
No wonder it's so funny when our, like, podcast is fucking up. It's, like, technical issues. It's like, yeah, you come on the laptop, dude.
Dude, I pulled this thing open on a plane one time. And it was just speckled with dried cum. And I was like, whoa!
What?
I mean, I didn't clean it properly.
Why are you coming on your laptop? That's the craziest shit I've ever heard. That's literally the craziest thing you've ever said.
I come on a shirt on my laptop.
Why do you put a shirt on your laptop and come on it?
I don't like to come while I'm sitting down in a chair and it just shoots up and gets everywhere. I like to shoot it right into a fucking shirt. So I finished. When I relapsed, it was me like standing by my laptop with my gray sweatpants at my ankles at noon. I had the whole rest of the day to be like, fuck. God
what?
Damn it. I don't know. How else do you finish?
You fucking... We've talked about this.
I
put a paper towel over your dick.
Yeah,
not
but that's when
it.
You're laying in bed. I'm sitting at my desk. I need the full screen of my laptop. I'm sitting in my chair. I got my headphones on, full blast, and I'm fucking jerking, dude.
You should be on a nofap.
I know.
You should be on a nofap list. If you're coming on your Samsung laptop.
Yeah, dude. That was the funniest thing to me.
What on earth?
The funniest thing to me about the August day. I mean, it's horrible she killed herself, but those dudes reading that news article and being like, wait, who killed herself? She hung herself? And just instantly just like, oh my God, and started to jerk off to her dead. Yeah, that's what I heard.
I knew
but like
her.
Reading about a death and then jerking off to it 10 minutes later is like the fucking funniest
that
thing.
That is crazy.
And then there's a guy like on my NoFap forum that I subscribe to. He was like, I don't think it's right to masturbate to dead people. And it's like, well, she's not dead in the video. She's alive. But yeah, dude, so I'm still going strong, dude.
Well, now that I know you stand up and come on computers,
well, it's
I
on my
fully
shirt.
Support your NoFap.
It's on my shirt. And sometimes there's too much passion.
It seeps through the shirt sometimes.
Sometimes it just fucking misses in paintball rainbows. Tom Clancy Rainbow Six is a screen. I've worked that one through in steps.
That was funny, though. Oh, man.
Yeah, man. You got to watch.
Wow.
Do the reverse monkey shot into the toilet every now and again. That's it.
Monkey shot? What's that?
When you like you're jerking off on the toilet and you spin around and squat and you gotta like push your boner down.
Never jerked off on the toilet.
You never shot it down in the Kohler? You never fed the Kohler?
I've never fed the Kohler. I've been pretty.
You're sitting. You gotta like it's funny too because like you're jerking off like oh I'm gonna come and you stand up and you're like well I broke that so you gotta sit there for a while and stand up and you go oh here it comes and you do like a power squat shot. So,
what,
dude? I've jerked off everywhere. In a plain bathroom, I'm in the Mile High Club for myself. Yeah. That was a fucking weird one, but
yeah, my friend.
I used to jerk off in my car.
I told you my friend that was in the Mile High Club. He
really?
Did it in his seat.
Really?
He was in like fifth grade. He did it next to some guy.
Dude, that's insane. Oh, you told me that. That's the old man.
What's up, Frankie?
The worst I've ever had was in my car. I've clocked like 4 high speed fucking coming home from New York, so where I'm just like. My fucking
while driving?
Off. While driving.
I've pulled over.
Really?
I hit one ever. Pull over.
Dude, and I would love to know, and I don't know this, but I'd love to know how many chicks have fapped themselves or stopped commuting to be like, I gotta fucking come.
Really?
I mean, a lot of dudes have jerked off. I bought Vaseline one time. I don't know why. I think I needed it for like.
Bought it at a rest stop.
Probably. No, I probably had a bad butthole. My butthole was bad. Like my mom showed me to put Vaseline in my butt to let it heal. But I had like a, probably a chapped butthole, so I got some Vaz. And I was driving home from CVS, and I couldn't make it home. I was 19, and I was so hot for the Vaz that I was like putting it on my hand and started jerking off while I was driving.
Oh my dude! And that's the thing about jerking off is. No one's going to teach you how to do it.
No.
So, thank God I've adapted just a nice conservative jerk off.
That is good. I was a bit of a wild child.
You
dude.
Were just like, someone needs to teach you how to
I
get
just
it done.
Dropped from the trees, dude, with jerking off. I'm like a fucking wild.
Nutting on your computer is the craziest shit I've ever heard.
Again, there's a shirt, but yeah, it'll seep through.
Yeah, there's a shirt. But then, so like right before you come, you're like, and you throw a shirt.
I stand up. No, I place it. So like I got my keyboard covered the whole time, and I have a little bit, you know, so I can access my mouse and move around. So that's chilling. And then when it comes time, I flip it almost into like an L, where like the screen's protected to the bottom half, keyboard's covered for the most part.
Oh, you must hit the screen constantly.
Dude, I mean, a good amount. And the screen turns like weird purple and green, like when you touch a magnet to a TV, and you gotta like.
Then you gotta wipe it off like a. Dude. Fuck, dude.
Yeah, man. I told you, this pod, like, my laptops last, like, I buy the cheapest laptops.
Yeah, because you're nutting all
I'd
over
go
them.
On, like, the shittiest fuck. Well, that's not why. I'd nut on I'd nut on an Apple just as fast.
You better not.
I would.
You better not, dude. Steve Jobs died
that should be PC's new thing. Like, you can totally come on these laptops. These are cum-proof laptops.
Yeah, they have windshield wipers.
Having a cum-proof laptop would be a fucking smashing success.
For, like, 1%. of weird dudes, not even of people, just weird men.
We'd be surprised.
How many guys nut on their
stand
computer?
Up and shoot? Well, I know where it comes from.
I guarantee not one person.
Yeah.
That we talk to.
You don't think so?
Not one of these listeners is going to reach out to either of us and be like, "Yeah, I come on my laptop."
No, know what I think it comes from though is when I used to look at Victoria's Secrets. I used to look at Kohl's magazines.
Yeah, you hit that one.
I'd have to come on the things, but I'm not trying to come on these.
Sometimes
people.
You do that, and that's weird,
dude. It's a disaster. If I'm in a chair and I send a rope flying into the air, it's dude, it's fucking Area 51 cleanup site, dude. It's like I need to contain the mess.
That's exactly why you just put a paper towel over your.
Ew,
deck.
No, dude.
What do you mean, ew?
That's Handmaid's Tale jerking off.
No,
dude.
It isn't.
I'm living in the free society.
You're living in a crazy world.
You're living in the fucking apocalypse of fucking alphas,
no,
dude.
No, I'm not. I'm just nutting.
Your dick's like a nun, dude. It's covered.
Yeah,
mine's
I'm very
a fucking,
pious. I'm very pious.
Mine's a wild child, dude. It's fucking ripping. And I have to also keep tabs on like how hard I'm ripping to know that I'm healthy or not.
Yeah, you've covered that. You've discussed that for some reason you decide your health based on how hard you nut.
There was someone, there was like a, when I was... Where the fuck? I was in Drexel.
A gym teacher told you that.
No, I was in a big. I was dating Asian. For some reason, I like dated a lot of Asians in one phase. And I went to Drexel, and some girl gave me a hand job, and I shot real far. And she's like, "Oh, where the hell's you?" And I was like, "Well, that's health. I'm healthy."
It's Eastern medicine.
Yeah.
Oh.
A very hailshy.
A very hard rope. Very strong rope.
Yeah, she made a very hailshy, and I was like, sweet. That's what that means?
You got to see that Scorsese Japan.
No, I can't wait.
There's a Japanese dude. It's all Japanese, so everybody's like, "Hoot."
Oh my god.
He shall know this. But there's a guy who speaks English and he's like the most stereotypical Japanese voice. He's like, "Yes, you come out here and spread your religion to us." It's so funny. He's got buck teeth. He literally
is like
a racist caricature of Japanese man.
Oh my god.
He looks like old political cartoons of Hirohito from World War II.
Holy fuck. So he went out to cast and they're like, "You got the job."
They're like, "Perfect."
Oh my god.
At one point, because the way they get you to apostate is they put a picture of Jesus on the ground. You're supposed to step on it.
Yeah.
And it's like a very dramatic moment. And he's like, "Step on your Jesus."
Oh, so funny. God.
"Step now on your Jesus."
Holy shit.
All right.
That's an hour 20.
Dude, you've been holding in the fact that you come on your laptop.
I thought that's
this
the
long?
Move. I thought you stand up from your computer chair and fucking rip it.
No.
I mean, the big thing, too, is I finally have a 55-inch TV now.
I gotta get you just some condoms. You ever nut into a condom while you're jerking
Bro,
off?
That was my shower go-to.
That's a great move.
But that's a whole other thing where I'm like pretending I'm having sex with a hooker and I have a condom on. So that's like not like a fucking good move either.
I've never equated that, wearing condoms to hookers.
For hookers, dude. I used to jerk off with condoms in the shower and be like, "Hooker's jerking me off. I'm jerking off. I'm with a hooker." So I don't jerk off with condoms. That's another form of sin, dude. You got to stand up and you got to stand and deliver, dude. That was like my big fantasy. Like someone's giving me a handjob from behind. Well, catch us next week.
Oh my God, dude. Wow. Dude, you need to stop.
What?
Jerking off, standing up.
I'm on. That's what I've done.
My friend told me he jerked off standing up. And I thought it was the funniest shit in the world.
I only jerk off. I only finish standing
just
up.
Just imagining opening a door or like just being able to see someone standing up, jerking off. It's got to be so funny.
Dude, I have no concept of like shutting blinds. So people have definitely seen me.
Seen you nutting on your laptop.
Yeah, dude.
Especially after writing for like 5 hours. Yeah, they probably thought you're coming on your novel. Dude. Just sat there and wrote 9,000 words and stood up and cummed on it.
Oh, it's done.
It's how you christen a good work.
That's true.
Break a bottle of jizz on it. All right, god damn it, we gotta end this. All right,
I hate going. I just don't like being at parties, or I really don't like it anymore. And it's funny because I'll be sitting there, and Brittany's like, "You have really bad social anxiety." I'm like, "No fucking social anxiety. Shut the fuck up. I'm fine."
I mean, the last party I went to, I argued about Palestine and Israel. So I'm not the best.
Yeah, I just sat there all night, and I was just like, all right, I'm going to sit down. I was like, I'm a little too low. I should probably sit on the arm of the couch. And I'm like, yeah, that's kind of rude. I'm going to sit on the arm of the couch. And I stand up, and I'm just like, what are you doing standing here like this, dude? You got to talk to someone. Then I'm like looking around like, oh, God, what should I do? Yeah, dude. Luckily, I saw someone like my brother knew, and I just like clung to him like, hey, man, how you doing? What's going on? Oh, that's cool. And it's like as soon as he left, I was like, fuck.
Nice. I just got a text from my friend. He said, just now listening to the second half of last week's cast, Matt should be a serial killer with some of these beating habits he has.
Serial killer?
Yeah. The way you come is fucking crazy.
Serial killers are notoriously clean. I'm not a serial killer.
Matt just showed me a video on his laptop, and this is the first time I've...
Screen's tough.
First time I've looked at your screen with this new lens of, in my mind, this new filter of like, is all the grime on his screen come?
I don't know either.
It's got to be.
I think it's just a little bit of like, you know, sneezes.
Dick sneezes. I think your dick sneezed all over this thing.
Coughs.
Several dick coughs. Yeah, that thing is...
My laptop's fucked up. And you didn't even... When you see it in the daylight, it's like... Yeah, bro. But it could also... It is, I think, just general grime, too.
I had some people that said you were a horse feeder about that.
Why would I lie?
That's what I said.
I mean,
defended you.
I'm lying.
Like, I looked him in the eyes, dude. It seemed pretty convincing.
I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
I knew it was.
Also, as soon as also said it. Why would I lie? And when you say come on my laptop, I'm coming into a t-shirt. I can't stress this enough. It's up angled at an L, and I stand there and go right into the t-shirt. It's actually extremely...
You want me to tell you who thought you were horsey?
Yeah, let me please. I don't care.
Ryan Shaner.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He thought I was lying? All right. No, I mean, you can watch me do it. That's so funny.
No, he didn't even listen to the podcast. I told him, I was like, it was a crazy episode. Matt said he comes on his laptop, and he was like, what?
Not on my laptop. Of course you think I'm lying.
You come all over your laptop.
It's into a t-shirt.
And then someone was like, maybe he's into, David James was like, maybe he's into tributing. And I was like, we talked about tributing, but I don't think this is that. I think he just wants to see his nut.
No, I just want to, I want to stand up. I don't, when I'm sitting in a chair, it goes everywhere, dude.
So instead of laying the laptop on, or the shirt on the laptop.
Yeah.
Put the laptop over your dick. Or your, god damn it, your shirt over your dick.
Ew, no. Yes. Oh, I've done that before, like a sock.
Yes.
It's too sensitive, dude. I cry out too loud.
What do you
I used to do it with like, you know those really, really fuzzy blankets?
Yeah.
I used to use those things, and I set a couple of those things straight to hell, and I would just be like, that feels too good, dude. I can't be doing that. I'm looking at Jane's fuzzy blanket. You can't, if you feel something soft, like a velveteen glove, instantly you're like, well, I got to put this thing on my dick.
Velveteen?
Like a velveteen rabbit?
Yeah, dude. Some of those soft blankets, like let's say if I did do that. That orange blanket
would be
pretty good for it.
I'll pass out, dude. I know it's
too soft, dude. Soft blankies.
Forget about it.
Look,
someone bought me when I was 15 or 16. Someone bought me silk boxers, and it was over.
Yeah,
I would just be like, eh, okay.
That'll jar one loose out of you.
Oh, that was they were. I'd walk around in them and be like, I felt like I was on Viagra. I'd be like, oh god.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. But yeah. Not lying about that. It's not on my laptop. It's on a shirt.
There's definitely some residue on that screen.
Yeah, well, there you go. You tried to fucking...
terrible thing to see.
You room raided my laptop, and you hit the black light, and you went, ugh.
Room raider.
I'm just an agent provocateur, dude. I'm a CIA psyop, dude.
For sure.
That's what this Splinter whole podcast Cell. Has been. I hate to break it to you guys.
You look like the guy from Splinter Cell.
Remember that dude, video that's game? A high compliment. I've never seen it, but I'll
he
take
looks
it.
Like the dude from the Splinter Cell video game.
I don't remember it. I never played it.
I can see it. I mean, right solid. Now. If I tie a piece of cloth around my head, I definitely look like Solid Snake.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, don't hear Solid. I mean, I'm going to give myself that. When I wear my Unique Low Thermals, dude, I pretty much wear Unique Low Thermals and sneak around my house at night and try
in
to wear
box?
My babe. Try to
and your babe has a question mark overhead. She's like,
I do a lot of Solid Snake. When I go to jerk off in the bathroom at night, it's pure Metal Gear
Solid. Standing up against the wall.
Wearing combat boots.
It's just my girlfriend going, huh?
Yeah. What was that?
She catches me.
You sneak off to the bathroom.
Huh?
You sneak off to the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, I've been pretty good
don't,
about it.
Don't reveal.
Oh,
I mean, you can. Actually, you know what? No.
Where he jerks off?
There's only one place.
Yeah, I think bathroom. You can reveal that.
Yeah. She knows. I tell her. I'll tell her when I fall. I try to. At the beginning of every week, I'm like, I'm going to save it for you, babe. I'm going to save it for you.
Save my seed.
And then I... Mass,
are you
sort of not really?
He tries to be on NoFap.
I just try,
or at least
I,
no porn.
No porn. Yeah, I just try to save. Yeah. I try to save all my fucking my ocular energy for
I
my.
I fell
babe.
Today, dude.
You fell?
I fell.
I fell with you, dude.
You fell today?
I fell. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
Hey, man, what's going on?
The fuck?
It's no judgment zone, dude.
What did you fall? What did you fall to?
It's like a fucking same old video, dude. Fuck. I've talked about this before.
What, it keeps creeping up on you?
That's just, dude. It's always in the back of my mind. So. I get to the point where
it's
I can't.
It's not girls watching porn again, is it?
No, I got
remember
that
kick.
That was tight. That was
that
sick.
Was a nice kick. Except, dude, I watched it. I tried to look that up.
Yeah,
they were all just gross fat ladies.
To you, maybe.
I was bummed out.
Voluptuous.
It was all like
to
amateur
me.
Gross ladies. Ooh, figuring themselves to
love
porn.
That, dude.
Nah, you wouldn't have. Because
I'm a double
that.
Sound hound, so I'm like, I'm getting the sound from their
porn
and
yeah.
the sound from them.
It's and like that THX.
They're a little voluptuous.
At the beginning
they're a little voluptuous.
Movies. It's like. Just Matt coming.
Matt, dude, there's a video out there of a lady. Dude, she's having a good time. I think she's from Colombia. She's by herself, and she has like. There's like these. I think it's called like a vibrating egg or like vibrating panties that you control on a phone.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
sound
yeah,
fucking
you've told
awesome.
Me this before and got me fucking.
Dude, so
thick.
She's sitting there like this. She's playing with it on a phone. Her sister comes in, dude. She's so embarrassed. She's like, oh my God, oh my God. And then she looks at the camera. Sister doesn't know what's happening, obviously. She looks at the camera and she's just like making faces to suggest like, I'm fucking about to come. My sister's here. And then she just spreads her shorts out and you see the moment they go, just get drenched. And old Cusky's fucking rolling to the left, dude. Crushing his fucking green sweatpants, dude. Like,
coming on those? Oh, that's why you're in the gray today. Where's the green outfit?
I retired the greens, dude.
Jolly Green Giant.
Dude. I had to do the taps for the. I had to do the taps for the greens. Like, sent them overboard, dude. I fucking, Bin Laden.
He said he looked like a pea salesman when he wears it. A door-to-door canned peas salesman.
Yeah, I had to fucking make them walk the plank, dude. Yeah.
Really? You threw them out?
No.
No,
I fucking just back
put
in
the
little spin cycle, dude.
Yeah.
With my rope. My rope caught some of the fucking
your
shrapnel,
rope caught
dude.
Some. It caught some just hanging out.
Well, I was in my robe.
Whew.
So my robe
was
like...
You were wearing a robe jerking off onto your green sweatsuit?
Yes, and my robe fucking got some of that smoke, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. Damn,
anybody can get it.
Anyone can get this.
It's like
dude.
The Boston Marathon down there. Clothes were just getting hit. They just were having a nice time.
Speaking of Rolling Stone covers.
The average person sees the trash man and is like, what the fuck are they up to? Well, here you have it.
Yeah, my
sitting
I would
on
sit,
a toilet
dude,
with a 9 milli
I would sit
trying to shoot rats.
I would sit in a trash truck and drive around with my dad, and he would eat peanut M&Ms and bite the chocolate off and hand me the peanuts. And I'd be like, I would sit there and eat fucking peanuts.
Oh, that's a nice memory.
It was nice, dude. And we'd sit in there, and all of a sudden I would be like, Dad, what's a prostitute? And he'd be like, where'd you hear that? I'm like, saw it on Cops. He's like, someone who has sex for money. Don't tell your mother about that.
Holy fuck. It's unreal that I talk about how I'm white trash. Unreal. Unreal. I'm not even in the same universe, dude. Not even in the universe. I'm a fucking privileged pussy.
No, I mean, you
I
know,
grew
my,
up there. I,
to be fair, my,
tea.
My dad and his brothers own the trash business, so I'm not going to sit here. And,
yeah,
you
but
know.
Sitting around splitting M&Ms and being like... What's a prostitute? I learned it on Cops. Holy fuck.
He's like, where'd you hear that? I was like, I saw it on Cops. He was like, all right.
Did you know what it was?
I didn't know what a prostitute
was. Oh, see, I remember I would fuck with my dad. Even when I was young, I would fuck with him and ask him things that I knew what it already was. I already knew what it was, and I would ask him. It's really
fucked up. Imagine you with a little comb over and a smile at yourself. Cut,
be like, Dad, what's a dildo? I remember I asked him that. And he was like, what the fuck? Where did you hear that? What are you talking about? And I was like, I don't know. I was at the DeFranks house, and somebody said it.
Oh, my God. No, I didn't. I like tried to keep those worlds as disconnected. I learned at a young age to like not bring up anything sweet to my parents because I would just get shut down hard, dude. Like,
really?
Yeah. I didn't talk to my parents about anything ever. They were just two people who like constantly put me into trouble, and I was like, all right, can't tell them anything. And then like every now and again, when I was like, it was a burning, I'd be like, I was eating M&Ms with my dad, we're in a truck, and I was like, it was bothering the fuck out of me. Like, Dad, who was a prostitute? And he was like, someone who has sex for money. Don't tell your mother about that. And I was like, all right. Instantly went into school.
Years later.
Dude, instantly went into
years later. Not too long. How many years later do you think? 10 years?
What do you mean?
Till you found your first found out what they lady were? Of the night. Till you.
I was like, I'd say about 15 years.
Oh, I thought you were saying you were 15 years old.
No,
when you
no,
first,
no, no,
when
no.
you first
God
found
damn,
your
I
first
wished,
lady
dude.
Of the night.
Like fucking a Mario Puzo novel, dude. Came out of the mines and paid a lady. Sorry. No, I was on a bus to New York, and I got my visa to go to Brazil, and I like thought my visa would cost way more money, and I had like $200 on me. I literally like came off the bus in Chinatown and was like, I wonder if this wishy-washy thing's real. And I like walked into one and they let me in. I was like, holy fuck, it's fucking real. Years later, I'm like, how can I fucking medicalize this?
Now you're just sitting there
medical
like,
wishy-washies,
dumb, fat sluts.
Medical wishy-washies would be awesome.
Well, the Asians have it down. Asians already have it.
They figured this out, dude.
A dumb, fat slut. Oh, yes. $20 extra. A dumb, fat slut will come in. She'll make you finish. Very procedural.
Dude, that is the logical ending to a massage. If you go get a massage and don't get jerked off, it's like you leave and you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know,
like, oh, man, I feel so relaxed. It's like, do you? Because I got to come, dude. I got a big load.
I go home and immediately jerk off.
Yeah.
That's like the whole time I'm getting a massage in my head. I'm like, oh, my God, dude, please. Like, as soon as they touch my legs, I'm like, here it comes. Every like legitimate massage I've ever had, I'm like, this is the one. Here she comes. She's getting close. And I'm like, oh, God damn it.
Nah.
Lights come on. You're like,
see ya.
We're done. That's it. Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever been turned down? Have you ever like kind of leaned into it and been like, are we
no way.
Are you almost done?
Not at a legitimate place.
You never went for it?
Not at
How often do you think they probably get it? Every other massage they give?
What, you think you get asked?
Dudes going for it?
I think
I bet dudes go for it.
I think you get banned immediately. I think it's like, sir, stop.
Sure.
Or you just find, you know, you find the plug, dude. Or she's like, oh, yeah, fuck. I mean, dude, again, if you're a masseuse, what fucking, it's not like you're like, I'm not going to, don't dishonor me, my title as a masseuse. It's like, you're probably all into that shit of like, yeah, you need a release.
How about, it was funny, I was going into Helium.
Yes, and John Travolta did it.
And I was with baby girl.
Yeah.
And she was like, we watched a dude going into the, you know, isn't there a gay wishy-washy like right there?
Across the street, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, look, that guy's going in there. He's getting it. She's like, really? I was like, yeah, watch. He did the shady look around and then he walked in. I was like, that's wild. And she was like, yeah, that's crazy. I can't even like imagine paying for that. And I was like, yeah, obviously, you fucking idiot. Like, I can. What do you think? I'm buying you fucking drinks.
Dude, we should get the gay wishy-washy to sponsor us.
That'd be awesome.
That'd
I would fucking
tight.
Love that, dude. They're jerking off dudes. They're releasing dudes. They're doing the DFS fucking program.
That's true.
They're
dude.
Literally like, give us some money. We will release you. Get these gay demons out of you.
That actually, you know what would be better for my medicalized hand job studio? Would be to have like, so you're in one of those like alien movie incubation things. And just a gay dude reaches through with one of those like biological like glove things, and it's just projecting a hologram of a dumb fat slut. And meanwhile, just a gay guy's cranking you to fucking high heavens.
Gay dude's definitely.
You're just in a simulation of a dumb fat slut, and you're just like, and you have no idea what's going on.
Gay dude's definitely crank the best.
I mean, dude, you're talking about pitching underhanded versus Randy Johnson throwing a fucking 100 miles per hour, dude. It's probably like unfathomable.
Yeah.
You're probably getting a hand job and you slowly stand
lift
up out of your seat.
It probably elevates you only by your dick, like into the air. They probably get you up.
You probably just stand like reflexively, your legs.
Probably fucking spin you like a pizza dough. Just fucking toss you in the air. Like a,
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's probably
gay handjobs is shit.
It's probably they probably. When I've heard gay guys do two-handed hand jobs where they alternate, it's like you have to
like
slow
a never
down.
Ending.
You got to slow down the camera to see it, but what's going on is they're going left, right, left.
It's like
right,
you're
left,
doing
right,
the
left,
tunnel
right.
level in Sonic where you run down the thing and you got to collect the coins on the rent. Like it's just a nonstop fucking shoot, dude.
You see the video of the Volkswagen symbol, how when it spins real fast, it's a swastika?
Stop saying swastika. Since fucking episode one, dude.
It's a
swastika. There's no schwa. You even shortened it to schwas a bunch of times. You're like, you're fucking pitching out schwas. Dude, also the blueprint for every episode so far. The last like 4 months, the blueprint for every episode is like, I say, oh man, I had a shitty weekend. I fucking bombed and I took drugs. That's 5 minutes. And then here's a good half hour chunk of like, this is this thing I was fucking reading, dude. It's fucking crazy. And then it just goes straight into gay sex. And then finally swastikas.
Dude,
that's it. We found the formula.
I mean, that's it, man. It's like the new sitcom.
It really is.